Hey, this is a follow-up visit. Name of the patient is Robert Montgomery, R-O-B-E-R-T, M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y. Date of birth is 5/12/1960. Date of accident, August 10, 2022. Date of service is 9/29/2022. This is a follow-up visit. The gentleman was driving as a restaurant driver in a Buick car and was hit by a Toyota car in Flint. And he was T-boned by another car. The impact caused him headaches, head injury, along with TBI symptom, dizziness, vertigo, loss of equilibrium, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, fearful of the event, erectile dysfunction, and vomiting. In addition, patients start suffering from pain symptoms in the neck, lower back, and left shoulder, both elbows, on both hips, and occasionally in the both knees. Radiation of the pain was noted in the both legs posteriorly in S1, S2, dermatome fashion, along with involvement of first, second, and third, fourth, fifth toes. He also has pain in the right thumb, which has a difficult time moving all the way completely to complete flexion. And radiation of pain and numbness is in the below the elbow on the outer side of the right hand involving the thumb. Neck movements are also reduced, and he had a lot of difficulty moving the neck. A lot of pain was there. He's doing physical therapy at a nerve and a disc institute in Grand Blanc. He's doing neurology and neuropsych treatment also there. The patient is also ordered to have many other tests. Currently, his pain level is around between 7 to 8 in the area of the neck and the lower back. 7 to 9. And knee pain is only 7. And thumb pain is around 7. Shoulder pain is around 7. And ankle pain is 7. The ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And 70% pains are reported relieved by the patient overall, and the ADLs that are reported affected are work, relationship with other people, and sleep, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Walking abilities affected 8. The patient report neurology and psyche is suffering from dizziness and vertigo, headaches, and ringing, difficulty sleeping, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, anxiety, panic, loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain and stiffness in the lower back, neck, both shoulders, and both shoulders. And also in both hips, both knees, both ankles and feet, both elbows, and moderate difficulty in walking. Patient is using a cane to walk with, also as a rollator walker. In the GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence to the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, so can see painful urination of blood in the urine. And respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained the same with no improvement. And there is no relevant changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss in last 30 days. No other trauma is reported. Current pain medications are none from the, no narcotics are being prescribed. Substance abuse, patient reports using marijuana. Compliance is to patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 165 over 108, pulse is 82, pulse ox is 98. Rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit. 9/16/2022, dictation number is 0919-021. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is as follows. TBI diagnostic test is being ordered for ruling out TBI through the evaluation of 11th and 12th nurse. Patient is advised lumbar epidural steroid injection, bilateral sacroiliac injection, and with arthrogram based on the MRI and physical finding. A neuropsych evaluation and treatment has been ordered. Patient is supposed to see a neurologist and is making his own arrangement in the Flint area. Medication-wise, he is being provided with meloxicam, 7.5 milligram twice a day for help with the healing anti-inflammatory, Tylenol codeine with pain, Flexeril one twice a day is being provided, and Alprolizumab tablets, Xanax has been provided one twice a day for anxiety. Acifax for stomach protection is being provided. Gabapentin, 300 milligram four times a day is being provided for help. And Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 30 tablets are being provided. And Voltaren gel is being provided for topical pain relief. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.